Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Tes Zayin, and we start on Perek Shlishi today. So the first Mishnah that we have in Perek Shlishi basically includes all of the discussions that we've had earlier about how long the term of Nazirus is, and the big machlokas, if you recall, that we had back at the beginning of the Masechet, between Rav Masna's drasha about Yiye Ishloshim and Bar Pada's drasha about counting the number of times it says Neder and Nazir and Nahazir and so on in the Torah, and finding that there was 29 times, not including Rosh Nizro, which is Nezer, rather, Hashem Elokav, and that is not a blushing really of Naziris, it's a play on words, which meant that there was a major machlokas. Is Stam Naziris really 29 days? Where Stam Naziris 30 days. Now, in light of that machlokas, we're going to have to learn all of these mishnayos, all of which, by the way, we've discussed before, because we needed to fit the dinim of Naziris into both Bar Pada, who says 29 days is Stam Naziris, and into Rav Masna, who says that 30 days is Stam Naziris. So we needed to sort of massage things a bit so that things would work out according to both of them, even though it would be for totally different reasons, if you recall. So Rav Masna, who learned that the Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, according to him, we understood that the reason that you were able to actually conclude your Nazirut on Yom Shloshim, as the Mishnah is going to tell us, is because he holds Miktzata Yom Kekulai. Bar Pada, on the other hand, does not hold Miktzata Yom Kekulai. And according to him, the 29 days, or it's 29 full days. But that would mean that midiraisa, on the 30th day, you're already post your Naziris term, and therefore it boils down to the same thing. Because if you bring your carbon on the 30th day, so according to Bar Pada, you're bringing it on the day after your Naziris, and according to Rav Masna, you're bringing it on the last day which had concluded your Naziris because of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, and therefore it boils down to the same thing. Now the question is, what is the correct way to do it l'chatchila? So, according to Rav Masna, since the period of the Naziris is 30 days, the Torah set aside the 31st day as the full term post the Naziris to bring your karbanas and do the tiglachas. By the way, normally when we say tiglachas, it's a term that includes bringing the karbanas that are required for the tiglachas. In other words, finishing up the Naziris with whatever it is you need to do to finish it up. So according to Rav Masna, day 31 is the day that l'chatchila you should be doing your tiglachas. And even though if you did it on the 30th day and you relied on Miktzas Hayom Kekulo, that would be okay. But the Miktzas Hayom Kekulo only becomes Miktzas Hayom Kekulo when you actually complete the Naziris. If you didn't complete it by doing the tiglachas, then it isn't Miktzas Hayom Kekulo yet. And that leads to a big difference between the Bar Pada situation and the Rav Masna situation. Because according to Bar Pada, the term of the Naziris was actually completed on day 29. And according to Rav Masna, it was only completed on day 30th of the Miktzas Hayom after the Tiglachas, which would mean that in the event that you became Tameh on day 30, then according to Rav Masna, you would actually be, if you did it before your Tiglachas, and therefore did not yet have access to Miktzas Hayom Kekulai, therefore, according to Rav Masna, you would actually be soter the entire Naziris midiraita, because before you completed your Naziris, you became Tameh. According to Bar Pada, you actually concluded your Naziris at the end of day 29, and therefore, if you became Tameh on day 30, it should not be soter at all. However, it turns out that there's another thing that we need to do to massage the Mishnayos so that they work out equally well according to Bar Pada and Rav Masna. And that is that we created, according to Bar Pada, a Takana Derabbanan, which tells us that Midrabbanan, the person is mechuyev to keep really 30 days, and therefore the correct day for him to do his Tiglachas is on day 31, even according to Bar Pada. The reason for that is because it's so easy to get confused between two situations that seem exactly the same. A person says, Hareini Nazir. Okay, Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom. A person says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Same thing, right? No, actually, it's very, very different, both according to Rav Masna and according to Bar Poda. According to Bar Poda, it's obviously different, because he really holds that Stam Naziris is only called 30 days. It isn't really 30 days. The reason it's called 30 days is because on the 30th day, you're going to be bringing your Karbanos. So we sort of include that day also, but really, the entire Naziris was completed on the 29th day. So that if you specified I'm a Nazir for 30 days, then according to Bar Poda, whoa, you just added an extra full day to your Naziris, right? Now, since it's easy to get confused between that case and the 30-day case, as I said, the Rabbanim made a takana that we should pretend that all Naziris is for Shloshim Yom, but it isn't really. And if you said Areni Nazir Stam, the 30th day is only the Rabbanim day, so we end up with this difference. If you became Tameh on that day, according to Rav Masna, becoming Tameh before the Mixas Yom Kukulo kicks in by the fact that you did your Tiglachas, bringing your Karbanos and everything you needed to do, you were actually Seiser your Naziris Midiraisa. You would have to keep an entirely new Naziris Midiraisa. And before you could start that new Naziris Midiraisa, you'd have to bring the Karbanos of a Karban Nazir Tameh. Masha Enkin, according to Bar Poda, the only reason that if you accepted a Stam Naziris, which is really 29 days, you're actually keeping it for 30 days is a Drabbanan. In which case, if you became Tomei on that 30th day, albeit though the Drabbanan have pretended that you were Sosa your Naziris, and you're Mechuyev to keep your Naziris again after becoming Tar, however, you would not be able even, forget about whether you're Chayev to bring, you would certainly not be able to even bring a korban for a Nazir Tameh, because the Rabbanan cannot be mechayev you to bring a korban that you're not mechayev to bring. That would be a terrible iser of bringing Chulin Lazor on the Mizbeach, right? So it turns out that there would be a difference, a practical difference, even though we've massaged things to the extent that both Bar Poda and Rav Masna hold that you ought to do your Naziris Giluach on day 31, l'chadchila. Both of them agree that if you do it on day 30, you would be Yotze, but for totally different reasons, according to Bar Poda, because it's after the Naziris, and according to Rav Masna, because it's Mixas Yom Kukulo, that nonetheless, there boils down to a major difference in terms of the Korbanos of a Nazir Tameh, who was Nitma on that day 30. I was going to see that there's a lot of additional massaging. We did all of this before. I just want to bring it up now, because if we read the Mishnah, Kipshuta, without taking into consideration all of the options of how it is that we can make these words work, we're going to be persuaded that it only sounds like Rav Masna, which on the surface, of course, is what it does. And that's why the Gemara asked from this Mishnah earlier in the Masechet. So please recall that whatever Pshatim that we give initially, we're going to have to go through it again according to Bar Poda. And it's all going to end up working out almost in the same ways in terms of the halacha is concerned, as I say, almost, but for very different reasons. So let's start at the beginning of our Mishnah, and we'll go through all four stages. There's four different stages of this Mishnah. The truth is it's actually split into four Mishnayas, four separate Mishnayas in the Seder of the Mishnah. But over here, it incorporates all of the dinim that we needed to discuss. So, Misha Amar, Harini Nazir, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'chad, Ve'im Gilach Le'Yom Shloshim, it would be Yotze B'di'evet. Why? Either because Mitzvah Yom Kakulai, which is what Rav Masna holds, so that the 30th day was part of his Naziris, or, as Bar Poda holds, he was Yotze, because he really only had to keep this 30th day because of the Takana Darabana that wants to make all Naziris terms of 30 instead of sometimes 29 and sometimes 30 if he defined it. And therefore, he would be Lamaisa. If he was Megaleach on the 30th day, he would be Yotze, because the Rabbanan did not make this an Ikuva, even according to Bar Poda, and according to Rav Masna, he would be Soymech on Mixas Yom Kukulo, and therefore everything would be fine. Okay, now, if he said Beferish, however, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, now that changes things according to everyone, because according to Rav Masna, what was the point of adding the word Shloshim Yom if just saying Areni Nazir would have meant Shloshim Yom? So therefore, Rav Mazda understands that the additional statement unnecessarily of Shloshim Yom means that the man is saying, I do not want to rely on Mitzvah Siyom Kekula. I want 30 full days. So it's as if he said, Shloshim Yamim Shleimim. And of course, according to Bar Pada, it's a completely different story. As Stam Naziris is really 29 days. The 30th day is only Drabanan. But if the person specified 30 days, so then even according to Bar Pada, the 30th day, which anyway we don't hold a Mitzvah Siyom Kekula according to Bar Pada, is another full day. And therefore, both of them would agree that if he was Megaleach on the 30th day, he would not be Yotze, because the 30th day was part of the fundamental term of his Naziris, since he specified the equivalent of saying 30 full days. There's neither a din of Mitzvah Siyom Kekula, nor is there the din of Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. Sorry for being so repetitive, but it is confusing to see the same inyonim of the Mishnah coming from completely different points of view. So it's worthwhile reviewing. We're just reviewing again the difficult sugya that we've gone through earlier. Now let's take section two of the Mishnah. Mishnah Nazar Shtei Naziriyot. So as we've learned before, normatively, no matter how many Naziriyot you accept, they all run, but they don't run concurrently. So you complete one Naziriyot, you do your Giluach, and remember that the word Giluach includes the entire idea of bringing your korbanas, and you need to bring a korban ayla, and you need to bring a korban chatas, and you need to bring the el nazir, which is a korban shlamim. You do all of that together with your tiglachas. As to which part of that is ma'akev, we've already touched on that sugya, and it turns out that we were going to have machlokas, and we spoke about Reb Eliezer, and whether the tiglachas itself is even ma'akev. Fine, that we'll leave for later, but I just want to make sure that we understand tiglachas as being a whole process. So therefore, we have two consecutive terms of Naziris if the guy accepted two Naziriyas. Therefore, just like we said in the first Mishnah, that the time to be Megaleach, the first one, is on day 31, either according to Rav Mazda, because 30 full days is the Lechatchila of the Diraisa, and you don't want to Lechatchila say Mitzvah Siyom Kekula, Dr. Barry is falling asleep, I'm afraid, what are we going to do? I have this very, very good Puka matcha tea, which is great for staying up at the middle of the night for doing daf yomi. I could have some delivered to Walnut Creek, maybe. Okay, so then the first one would end on the 31st day, either because the term was 30 days midiraisa, or because the Rabbanu made a gezera to do an aziris for 30 days, even though you just said stam nazir. The second one would therefore be on day 61, because the 31st day, you see, even according to Bar Pada, even though we don't say Mitzvah Siyom Kekula, remember that's only in terms of the beginning of the day, is not considered to be the complete day for the Naziris that is coming to an end. But any process that begins on a day is considered, that first day is considered to be day one. There, that's not part of the Mitzvah Siyom Kekula Machlokas. And even Bar Pada agrees that the end of the day is certainly the beginning of the second Nezirut. Therefore, the 31st day of the second Nezirut concludes on day 61. Now, in the event, this is the same as we said in the first Mishnah, since he didn't specify Yamim Shleimim, then if he had been Migaleach, the first Nezirut, on day 30, he would have been Yotze, remember, according to Bar Pada, because the Rabbanan weren't Gozer, that you're not even Yotze. They just said, we want you to keep that extra day, but if you didn't, you didn't. So he didn't. And according to Rav Mazda, since Mitzvah Siyom Kekula, day 30 concluded the original Nezirut. So if he did the actual Giluach on day 30, then that day 30 would be day 1 of the second Nezirut, in which case day 60 would be day 31 of the second Nezirut. And because of that, you would be Yotzi L'Chatrila. Obviously, that's when you should be Megaleach, on day 60, which is now day 31 of Nezirut 2. However, in this event, since we're including the end of the previous Nezirut as day 1 of this Nezirut, and since we're all agreed that in a Stam Nezirut you could always get away with doing the Giluach on day 30, either because Mikdash Yom Kippur, like Rav Masna, or because the term was only extended midrabbanan according to Bar Pada, in the event that you went ahead and you did the Giluach of the second Nazirus on day 59, it would be wonderful, no problem, b'diavad, right? And therefore you would be yotzei. Again, the whole thing for two very different approaches and two very different reasons, but it all boils down in the, at least the simple level of the halakhas that we're discussing here, not dealing with the problem of having become tamei, whether you bring a korbanos or tamei, that all of that we discussed earlier, but bepashtus, we end up believing the same thing for very different reasons. Zo edu te'id Rabbi Papayas, al mi shenazar shtei naziriyot. And this actually Rabbi Papayas brought as an edus in front of the Beis Din in Yavne, she'im gilachat harishona yom shloshim, migalechat hashniya yom shishim. V'im gilach li yom shishim choser echad, yatsa. Why is it yotzei? She'yom shloshim olelo min haminyan. Now again, this little clause was actually a subject of a lot of argument, because Rav Masna used this clause to say, Yom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan, the point of the Mishnah is that Yom Shloshim counts for both. Some of it counts, the first part of the day counts for day 31 of the first Naziris, day 30 of the first Naziris, rather, and it's Mashlim, the first Naziris, and the second part is day 1 of the second Naziris. Now, that's not true according to Bar Pada, because it does not count towards the first Nazirut. The first Nazirut ended Midiraisa on day 29, at the end of day 29. And not only that, Rav Masna doesn't even believe that you could say Mikdash Yom Kekula. And therefore, he says, stop misrepresenting what it says. It doesn't say that the day counts at the end of the first and beginning of the second. It simply says that you can count the 30th day for the minyan, which according to me, simply means that despite the fact that this 30th day was not a day shalom, and despite the fact that I don't hold a mikdash yom kekula, the Mishnah is coming to tell me, nonetheless, the beginning of a nizirut, even if it only has part of the day left to run for its first day, is considered to be day one, which of course we find in all in yonim. A nido is roya dam right before the end of the day. That's day one of her nido. Any of the halachas that run for a certain number of days, the end of the day is certainly the first day of the actual count. So therefore, this line is subject to a machlokas between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Does Yom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan mean in both directions, which would be the only reason for stating it according to Rav Masna, since we've already assumed that the Yom Shloshim counts. We already assumed that in the ratio according to Rav Masna. So therefore, the only addition of this line is to tell me that it counts in both directions simultaneously. It can be the 30th day and the first day, a topic that we've just discussed in the end of the last parak, according to Rav, and which Bar Pada vehemently disagrees with here. And according to Rav Bar Pada, the meaning of Yom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan is that even though we don't say Mikdash Yom Kekula at the beginning of the day, we do have a similar concept that it counts towards day one at the end of the day. Section number 3 of this Mishnah. Again, all of this we've done in great detail earlier when we tried to make everything fit in according to Rav Masna and Bar Pada. So this is really a review, and I think it's a grand opportunity to get the various shitas, which were a bit confusing before, to put them all into very clear context, one after the other, Rav Masna's halacha and Bar Pada's halacha. So section number 3. Misha amar reni nazir. So here is where we get into the question of tuma. The guy says a reni nazir, and he became tamei on day 30. Now, according to Bar Pada, day 30 is after the malos of his naziras. And therefore, mi ikar hadin, it would not be soter anything, right? Because he already finished his naziras, and there's no din of stira, as we saw in the previous parak, there's no din of stira becoming tamei after the malot. So even though there may be an isra lav to be metame yourself, you cannot be soter a nazirut once the nazirut is completed. And therefore, even though it says over here soter et hakol, what this means is, according to Bar Pada, is that soter et hakol midirabbanan. And therefore, as we saw earlier in Tosfos, the din is that even though it is soter et hakol midirabbanan, the rabbanan, of course, could not be mechayev of you to go ahead and to bring a carbon, but iser, And therefore, you act as if it was soter, but it wasn't really soter, and therefore you don't bring your korbanos of a nazir tami. According to Rav Masna, if you were nitma yom shloshim, so before you brought your giluach and your korbanos, so then you're still smack bang in the malos, because even though he says mikdas yom kakulai, mikdas yom kakulai, according to him, only is true after you already did the taira. Otherwise, if you didn't do the conclusion, the giluach, otherwise you're still in the middle of your naziris. I mean, what makes it the mikdas yom kakulai when you never closed it? Would be sort of like an avel who didn't get up on the morning of the seventh day, he's still sitting his avelus when he gets up. So at that point, he utilized the mikdas hayom kakula. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, however, Rebbe Eliezer says, no, even though he became tamei before bringing the korbanot, says Rebbe Eliezer, but then nonetheless is that he simply waits the 7 days to become tahor, because he can't bring his korbanos for the giluach, he cannot bring it while he's tamei, because he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But Rebbe Eliezer holds that even if it's the 30th day and he hasn't brought his korbanos yet, we still say mikdas yom kakulai. So he takes Rav Masna's din one step further. He's ready to say mikdas yom kakulai, according to Rav Masna, even in the event that he didn't yet bring his giluach and korbanos. And therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you cannot be soser achar malos. So he doesn't hold of this whole jazz. Either according to Bar Par, he doesn't hold of the whole jazz of the derabbanan telling you that you're going to be soser midrabbanan, or according to Rav Masna, he doesn't hold that you're soser, because he takes Rav Masna's own shita one step further. And that is mikdas hayom kakulai. What's the nafkamina? Whether you brought the korbanos or you didn't bring the korbanos yet. Now, in the event that the guy said beferush, areni nazir shloshim yom, we're over there, you can't say the mikdas hayom kakula, right? Because in that event, you added the extra words, bedafka, in order to tell me I want shloshim yom shalemim. And there, even according to Rebbe Eliezer, would be soterat hakol. Because in that event, everybody agreed you cannot bring your korbanos on the 30th day. And for the same reason, you're still smack bang in the middle of your nazirut. Both according to Bar Poda, and according to Rav Masna, and according to Rebbe Eliezer. And the only difference is because this is a completely different nazirus. You said beferish am nazir shloshim yom, so Bar Poda's argument is irrelevant in this case. So too is mikdas yom kakulai irrelevant, because by saying those words, shloshim yom, you mean shalemim. Otherwise, why bother saying it, according to Rav Masna? Okay, again, we arrive at the same conclusion, and very often it turns out that all of the shitas actually are the same. Mamish, even mitzat ha-tam. Over here, the tam is that he used these words to tell me what he wants. And now for the fourth section of our Mishnah, Reini nazir me'ayom. So in the event that he specifies 100 days, so then nitma yomeha soter takol. So then there shouldn't be any question, because since he specified 100 days, so then the halacha is that this is basically the yom melos, even if you hold that the korbanos can be brought on this day, because over here it's repeating. Is not repeating. He had to say how many days he's going to be in Azir, right? So then if you hold mikdas yom kakulai, so nonetheless, if you became tomei before bringing the korbanos, it would still be soser everything. And here, very surprisingly, Rebbe Eliezer still argues. And he says, no, you don't lose everything. Now, where in the world could he come up with an idea like that? Rebbe Eliezer says that you would only be soser 30 days. Good heavens. Where would you come up with that? Now, the truth is that Rebbe Eliezer comes up with that, even though it seems to be Mamanavsha. If it's soser, then it's soser hakol. And if it isn't soser, so then why is it soser 30? That's the question. And here, remember, we had a very special pasuk that told us that. Zot Torat HaNazir B'Yom Melot Yimei Nizro. that in the event that he becomes tamei on the day of Malot itself, tein lo Torat Nazir. Zo Torat Nazir b'yom Malot. So, if what is the Torat Nazir? A standard Nazir, as if Shloshim Yom. And therefore, we have in this case, according to Rabbi Yezer, a special pasuk that tells us a special halacha. Wow. I don't want to say anything in the middle of the learning, but wow. Okay. What about if he was Nitma Yom Me'ah Ve'achad? How about if he became Tamei, in this case, on day 101? And this is after the Malot, and this is the day that he's supposed to be doing his Giluach. What happens then if he becomes Tamei? So in that case, even the Chachomim agree that he is soter shloshim yom. Now, obviously, this can't be because of the pasuk of the Yom Halos. Where does this thing come from? So it turns out that the Chachomim made a gezeira that in the event that a Nazir becomes Tamei on day 101, we are going to consider it as if it was a real satira, because since we want to make sure that you don't confuse the day after, which would have been in a case, let's say, of the Naziris of Shloshim Yom, so then the Naziris would have been, according to Ramas, the Giluach would have been on day 31. So we do the same thing in order for you not to make the mistake. And we said that if you said 100, then 101 is the equivalent of saying 30 and then going on becoming Tamei on 31. However, even though logically, if that's the case, it should be soser everything, the Chachamim did not want to be so machmir that they're out of a gezeira derabbanan, they're going to be soser everything. So it's sufficient that they gave you this reminder that there's a halacha of a din of the yom of the malot, which is the day after you would have thought it was. Rabbi Eliezer says, that's ridiculous. It's after the Malot, according to everybody. The Chachamim, remember, we've seen this revelation before. The Chachamim are not gozer days of stira. And therefore, according to him, it isn't soter at all. And when Rebbe Eliezer says, eno soter ela shiva, he doesn't mean it's really soter shiva. Rather, the use of the word soter, as we've seen before, is that the person could end up losing that time. And of course, over here, he ends up losing that time, because since he's Tamei Meis, and since it takes 7 days to become Tor from Tumas Meis, so there's no choice, but the guy's going to have to continue the dinim of his Naziris for an additional 7 days until he becomes Tahar for him to be able to complete his Giluach. Otherwise, he's never going to conclude his Nazira. So effectively, he's lost 7 days, but it isn't really stira. We understand that, and that we sometimes use the word as we've done before. Just yesterday, we were talking about the same word, that we can use the word soter in the sense of loss, just like we had in the Mishnah about the soter achivim and so on. It doesn't really mean soter achivim. It means you're waiting for hair growth back again, according to the way the Rambam understood it. Same thing, same loose use of the word soter over here. So now we get to the deeper understanding that we had over here. We've been discussing a lot of these things, and we're taking for granted all of the things that were done in the Gemara earlier between Rav Masna and between Rav Bar Poda and what Rebbe Eliezer Sheet is. Let's take a look at some of them in our Gemara again, just as a brief review. Misha Amar Reni Nazir Venitma Yom Shaloshim Soter Takol Rebbe Eliezer Omer Eino Soter Ela Shiva. So what does Rebbe Eliezer hold? Rebbe Eliezer Shita clearly is that once you finished your entire Naziris, that's called Achar Melot, that the din is you're only going to lose, even though it says Soter, you're only going to lose 7 days. Shiva Soter. And therefore, since according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Tuma on day 30 is already post Melos, because as we've explained, Rebbe Eliezer holds a libe de remasna mixes hayom kekulei, even if it's the mixes hayom before you brought your karbonas, as opposed to remasna himself. And according to Bar Pada, it's true because you finished the malos in the 29th day. And the 30th day, anyway, was just the day of hakravas karbonas. Next was Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, Vinitma Yom Shloshim, Soter et Hakol. In this case, since the person specified Shloshim Yom, then Shloshim Yom means Shloshim Yom Shleimim by definition. That's why the Rosh understood the Gemara before, remember, that even though the Gemara used the words that he said Shleimim, the Rosh explained, doesn't mean he literally said Shleimim. It means that wherever you repeat needlessly the term of the Naziris, which anyway would have been Shloshim. So according to Rav Masna, why are you repeating it again? Rav Eliezer therefore says, according to Rav Masna, you mean Shloshim Shleimim. According to Bar Pani, you don't need that analysis. The guy said 30 days as opposed to the normal Naziris of 29 days. And since anyway, I never hold a mitzvah in Yom Kukulai. So my Shita is very clear the difference of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer does hold mitzvah Yom Kukulai also. So according to him, of course, if it's totally Acher Malos, so then Shiva Soter, even on the day 30, because even according to me, it's after the 29 days. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom. How about the next case? He said, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, and he is actually become Stomei on the 30th day. Over there, he saw Sarakol, and there Rebbe Eliezer agrees what happened to the din of Mixes Hayom Kekulei. There he doesn't argue because the person said Shleimim. And as I just explained, saying Shleimim, according to the Rosh, means needless repetition is the equivalent of saying Shleimim. Fine. Okay, by the way, I mean, says the Gemara, remember that we're doing all of this, but you have to apply everything that you learned before according to the way that Bar Poda understands things and according to the way the Rav Mast understands things. So therefore, let's just remind you that just as we see in this last case, Harini Nazir Mea Yom, Vinitma Yom Mea, Sotera Takol, Rebbe Eliezer, Eno Sotera L'Shloshim, and that was the Pasuk. Now please remember, says the Gemara, Vakula, this entire discussion needs to be understood by you in context of our earlier discussion, Kida Havina and all of the questions that we asked back and forth. Aliba de Bar Poda and Aliba de Rav Masna, and we're not going to drive you crazy and go through it again over here, but you probably were just driven crazy by whoever read the Mishnah to you. So therefore, that's good enough for the day, says the Gemara. But just remember, you cannot learn this Mishnah Kepshuta without taking into consideration the big machlokas about Stam Nizirut. Is it Chav Tet, based on the number of times that it says Nazir, and Mahazir, and Neder, and Lindor, and so on? Or is it based on Yiyeh, Kadosh Yiyeh, Ishleshim? And now it's time for Doc. But do we have Doc still with us? Or has he once again escaped in the nick of time? I don't see Doc present. And I even see Barnea fast asleep. His head is bobbed down quite some time ago. We hope he doesn't wake up with a really sore neck. But if anybody wants to do a little poetic justice, it would be to take a bottle of drink and just pour it right over that exposed neck. Yes, indeed, Barnea. Try to live that one down. Nope. He's gone. Reb Yaakov, maybe you could even sneak into Reb Barnea's house and give him the coup de grace. All right, give us the intro, man. Wonderful. Mishna Zar v'hu bebeit hakvarot. So, I mean, speaking of seriously litvisha introductions, I mean, even Doc would find that one tough, huh? But okay, we'll take it. So now, we're introducing a new concept. The new concept is called Nizirut Tum'ah. Nizirut Tum'ah means the dinim of Naziris that are effective when the Nazir never entered into a state of Tyra in the first place, possibly, or where he has become Tamei. Now you'll say, but if he became Tamei, then surely his Naziris has been completely torn apart, called Stira, right? Canceled. He has to do the whole thing over again. Not necessarily, because as we're going to see, there are many tum'ot meit, which would be metame the nazir, for 7 days, and still do not cause stira. Now, this is a long, complicated sugya. Which types of tum'at meit are metame and soter, and which types of Tumas Meis are Matame, but are not Soter. But what happens in any event is that in the case where the Nazir is Tame, even if he isn't Satur, he is not able to count those days of Tuma. We already saw an issue like this about Tzaraz, if you recall, that the days of Tzaraz do not count towards his Naziras. So too, the days of Tumas Meis do not count towards his Naziras. And therefore, we're going to have all kinds of dinim to determine what to do. If it doesn't count, so then the question is, what is the halacha during those days in terms of the Yisurim? Does he get Malkus? And all of those issues we're going to have to bring up. So, the Yemei HaTumah don't count, and after he becomes Tahar, fine, then he's going to have to count those days that he was missing, but he doesn't lose the days that he had before that. So during that period that he's Tameh, and he's not counting the days, he is noheg what is called a Naziras of Tumah. And we're going to see that he is still usher to cut any hair, and he's usher to have any yotzim min hagefen, and he's usher to be mitameh to a mate, even though he is already tameh mate. And now the question is whether nizirut tum'ah is a state that applies only where the nizirut began properly, and then he became tameh, or whether all of the dinim of Nizirut Tum'ah apply even where he took on the neder of the Naziras while he was in a state of Tum'ah, so that he never really began his Naziras. Is he still going to be bound by all of the dinim of Nizirut Tum'ah? This is the question that our Mishnah addresses. So, Mi Shenazar, V'hu b'beit ha'kvarot, he could spend the entire 30 days of his Naziras in the Beit HaKvarot, it don't count for nothing. And that's because in a state of Tumas Meis, a Nazir is simply not able to count those days towards his Naziras. And therefore, afilu hayasham shoshim yom, ein olim lo men haminyan. However, there is no way for him to become chayev in a korban tuma in this case. In other words, even if he actually became Tameh with the type of Tumas Meis that is Soser his Naziras, in a state of Naziras Tumah, there is no din of bringing a korban for a Nazir Tameh, so that the days do not count, and even though he's Oser in all of the Yisurim of the Nazir Tumah, nonetheless, there's no way for him to actually bring a korban tuma, even if he actually becomes tame by touching a mace in a way that would have been soiser his naziras. There ain't anything to be soiser because he really couldn't have counted any of those days towards his naziras. Now, the minute that he walks out of that Beit HaKvarot, yatsa, and then when we say yatsa, we mean yatsa in terms of the din, not just in terms of physically. So he went out of Beit HaKvarot, and he went and he got Hazor, Shlishi Vishvi, and he became Tahor, went to the mikveh after getting the Por Aduma, and now he starts counting a Naziras Tahira. Then he walks back into the Beit HaKvarot. Now, in this case, we have a Nazirut Tum'ah, which began as a full Nazirut, as opposed to the opening case in the Mishnah, where the Nazirut Tumah never began as a full Nazirut at all. So what's the din in this case? So then, the days that, when it says Olim Lo Min HaMinyan, this is a bit confusing, Olim Lo Min HaMinyan does not mean that the days of Tumah, after he walks back in, counts. No. It simply means that the days that he kept after he became Tahor, they still count, even though he went into the Beit HaKvarot, because the Beit HaKvarot is not the type of Tumas Meis that will cancel out his original days. So it is not Soter, and he goes back into a state of suspended Nazirut for the period in which he became Tameh again by going into the Beit HaKvarot, and not losing his days. So then when it says, Olim lo min aminyan, it means that even though he went back into the Beit HaKvarot, he is not soter the days that he kept before, and however many those days were between the time that he became Tahar from his original foray into the Beit HaKvarot up until the time of his second entry into the Beit HaKvarot, those days still stand. And when he gets out of the Beit HaKvarot and he becomes Tahar, he simply completes the rest of what is left. But in this case, since his Nizirut Tum'ah began after there was already a period of Nizirut, of real Nizirut, in this case, if he does, now again, it's very confusing. When the Mishnah says he brings a Korban Tum'ah, it does not mean he brings a Korban Tum'ah for the Tum'ah of the Beit HaKvarot. You never bring a Korban Tum'ah for the Tum'ah of Beit HaKvarot, because as we'll see, the Tum'at Beit HaKvarot is not one of the types of Tum'as Meis that a Nazir will be Soser for, and therefore it is not a type of Tum'as Meis that a Nazir will ever bring a Korban Nazir Tameh for. So what does it mean, the Mishnah? It means that he's Mevi Korban Tum'ah, even though he went back into the Beit HaKvarot, and even though he is currently in the days of a Nizirut Tum'ah, and I can't tell Gavi, who's taking us on such a beautiful walk, I can't tell him to interrupt and to write down this term, but I'm sure when he gets back home, he will recall that there is a new concept introduced today called Nizirut Tum'ah, in which the days don't count, but in which he has all of the chiyuvim of the din of a nazir, except that even if he's over and he becomes tamei, if he never had started his full nazirut, so then he would not bring a korban tumah. But comes along the Mishnah to say, in this event, if he does become tamei with the other tamei, he's already a tamei mate, but if he becomes tamei additionally, by touching something or being the oil of something, as we'll see what the dinim are, something that actually is soiser than Nazirus, then he would bring a korban tumah, despite the fact that he only became tumah on that fashion when he was in the middle of a Nazirus tumah. You see the chiddush? Okay, so there's two very different dinim of Nazirus tumah. One, a Nazirus tumah that always was a Nazirus tumah from the very beginning. Over there, there's no way to be chayev in a korban tumah, even if you did end up touching something that was mamish soiser nazirus. And the other, where you walked into a beis hakvaros as a nazir tahar, you became tameh, you then flip into the status of nazirus tumah, the days don't count, and not only is there an iser to become tameh, of course, and to drink and to cut your hair, but you also are shayach to the korban tumah if you touch something that would be soser your naziris. And therefore, it is the same as if you were a nazir tahar. Says Rabbi Eliezer, not so fast, because on the day, there is no such din. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Hayamim harishonim yiplu." There need to be 2 days that can be ruined by your exposure to this tumah that you would be soser. So if you had just actually only kept 1 day, you started your nezirut ha'ara, you walked out of the Beit HaKvarot, you had the hazoya shlishi v'shvi, and you went to the mikveh, and now you had begun your Nazirus Tahara. And then you walked into the Beit HaKvarot, flipping your status to a state of Nazirut Tum'ah. And then you went ahead on that same day, and you came into contact with one of the Tum'as HaMeis that is actually Soser your Nazirus. You will not bring a Korban Tum'ah, says Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Bime Dayek and the Pasek. The Hayamim Harishonim Yiplu. The first days will fall, meaning if you cannot be soter 2 days, then you're not soter at all. And if therefore, if this is the first day that you're keeping of your full nazirut before you walked into the Beit HaKvarot, it's not going to be soter because you don't have 2 days to be soter yet. Achi yulo yamim rishonim, and in fact, this is how we paskim halacha. It's only a din of stira when you have a minimum of 2 days to actually be soter. said some amazing, amazing new concepts, amazing chidushim today in the halachas of Nazir Tuma, an entirely new concept called the Zirut Tuma, a very exciting Mishnah indeed. Now, it appears on the surface that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about how to really understand this case of someone who was mekabel naziras kishur bebeit hakvarot. Itma. Mishi nazar v'hu bebeit hakvarot. So, surprisingly, I mean, what we're about to read seems to run against what the Mishnah itself said. Rabbi Yochanan seems to simply be repeating the Mishnah when he says that, well, of course, the Nazirut is chala alav. He is a Nazir at that point. And the only difference is, like it said in the Mishnah, that he is not going to ever bring a Korban Tuma, because he had never started his Nazirus Taira. But Reish Lakish surprisingly says, no, he's not even a Nazir at all. And only when he becomes Tohar and he says, okay, now my Naziris can go into effect, Yehadar v'Omar, then the Naziris is Chal. But if not, not. It's not like it's there the whole time and he's in this state of a semi Naziris called Naziris Tuma. There's no such thing. Says Rabbi Yochanan, good heavens. Look at the Mishnah. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It says in the Mishnah Beferish, Mishnazar v'hu bebeit hakvarot, even if he's there for 30 days, afilu ayasham shloshim yom, ein olim lo min aminyan, ve'eino mevi korban tuma. Now tell me, my dear friend Reish Lakish, what do you mean, eino mevi korban tuma? According to you, he's not even a Nazir. So in what sense would he possibly be mevi a korban tuma? It's a ridiculous statement. The Mishnah is clearly saying, he's a Nazir for everything but bringing a real Korban Tuma because he had not yet started his Nazir Satira. I don't understand how you can ignore a Beferish Mishnah. So Korban Tuma, Hudelomaita, the only difference between him and a Nazir Tahar is that if he comes into contact with something that serves her Naziris, he does not bring a Korban Tuma. But certainly everything else, he's part of the din of the Naziris called the Naziris Tuma. If there's no Naziris, there wouldn't be much sense in talking about a Korban Tuma, would there? Your Shita is laughable. Omar Lay said Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, when it says that, doesn't mean that the days are included in some new thing called a Nazirut Tuma, which is just sitting, waiting to be chal. No, what it's trying to tell you is that there is no Naziris, and therefore, even if he becomes Tameh, after he becomes Tahar, he is still not going to ever, that's what it means, he's never going to be able to bring a Korban Tuma based on the Kabbalah of Naziris in the Beit HaKvarot until he reiterates his acceptance, because there's no such thing as the suspended state called Naziris Tuma. That's what it means. So he can't even be brought, if he comes back to Tyra, unless he actually says so, he's not going to be able to be in the getter of the Yisurei Tuma, and he's still not a Nazir. Says Rabbi Yochanan, well, that doesn't make sense either. Take a look at this braisa. Mishaya Tame, the guy's already in a state of Tuma, and he accepts Naziris. Now that's the way I understood the Mishnah, right? And you're claiming that accepting Naziris in a state of Tuma is actually nothing. And he's not a Nazir at all. And here the Braisa says, Beferish, exactly like I said, Osur legaleach, lishtot yayin, v'litame lemeitim, and not only that, it says here, Beferish, that if he does, im gilach, v'shatay yayin, v'nitma lemeitim, he would be chayev, malkas arboim, Reish Lakish, malkas arboim. According to you, a Malkus Arboim that is based on not even being a Nazir, which I'm sure you now admit is insane. And therefore, Iyamit Bishlama. Now, what happens if he was Migaleach, or he was Shaisayayin, or he was Metami Lamesim? What's the din? In that case, Hareza Sofeget Arbaim. How do you like that? He's going to be Chaya Malkus because he's not a Nazir, Rish Lakish. I'd love to see you deal with this one. So, Yamit Bishlomo Chayla, if you're going to agree with me that obviously he was Chal, so then Hainu Taima the Sofi Get Arbaim. That explains a Nazir is Chaya Malkus for being over on these Isurim, even though he's only in a state of being a Nazir Tame. But Alai Amrit Lo Chayla, so then am I Sofi Get Arbaim? Why in the world are we giving him Malkus when he actually didn't do anything? Says Rish Lakish, no. The Braita over here must mean that the guy had walked out. It's not talking about that he was Mekabel in Nazir's Wali's Tame and then he drank wine. It means he was Mekabel the Nazir's while he was Tame and then he walked out. And he became Tahar with the Hazoya Shlishi Vishvi, and by going to the mikveh, and then he says, okay, now I'm ready to start. So then he would be Chayev. And all that the Braita is saying is that you don't need a complete re-acceptance of the Naziris by saying Harini Nazir. You simply need to say, all right, I'm ready to now get going on my Naziris. But the original, so when I said that he's not a Nazir, I stand by that statement. He is not a Nazir. But I never meant, like you seem to think I meant, that the original Kabbalas Naziris didn't even have a din of a Kabbalas Naziris. It was a good Kabbalas Naziris. All I said was, there's no such thing as a Kabbalas Naziris that is, remain suspended, and then the moment it has a place to be Chal, when he's Tor, it's Chal. No. In order for it to go into effect, he needs to accept upon himself, okay, now it can go into effect. So in that sense, I agree with you that the Nazir is Chal, but I mean, come on, it's very different. According to you, it's Chal, and he's Chayiv and all of the dinim of a Nazir as a Nazir Tameh. And according to me, it's Chal after he becomes Tahar. That's the pshat. So he was Yotzei v'Nichnas again. And there, and remember, I agreed, for heaven's sakes. We're talking about a case where a guy had originally accepted the Naziris when he was in the Beit HaKvarot. This Braita is talking about that the guy walked back into the Beit HaKvarot after having already begun his Naziris. I agree that there exists a concept of another Tomei, for God's sake. I only said that you don't enter into that state if you never had a minute in which you were Tar. That's all that I said. Okay? Says Rabbi Yochanan, I got another problem for you. Eitve. Ein bein tamei shenazar lenazir tar shenitba. Now we're getting awfully close, my dear Rish Lakish. You just made a big difference between a Nazir who accepted the Naziris while he was tamei and a Nazir who had a moment of Tyra who then became tamei. I have the perfect brisa as a foil for you, okay? Here it says, there is no difference between a person who is Tameh, who accepted the Naziris on himself, and a person who was Tohar, who was a Nazir, and then became Tameh, no difference, Rish Lakish, no difference, thank you. The only difference would be that in the event that he was Tameh when he accepted the Naziris, so then when he becomes Tohar on the seventh day, since once he becomes Tohar, there is no din of Giluach or anything like that. So therefore, the seventh day, once he's already Tohar, after he did the Hazoya Shvi and he went to the mikveh, the rest of the day counts as the first day of a Naziris, right? Fine. Masha Ein Kein. If he was Tar and then he became Tameh, you can't count the seventh day, can you? Because you have to bring your Karbonas. And since you accepted the Naziris when you were Tar and then you became Tameh, we can't really include the seventh day in your count because you need to now go ahead and bring your Tigiluach tomorrow. Now, my dear Rish Lakish, I don't think that you get away out of this one. Yisar Kadaitach Lo Chayla, according to you, a Nazir, a person who is Tameh, who accepts Naziros, it's not even Chal. What do you mean the seventh day counts? Counts for what? There's nothing to count, my friend. I mean, he's not a Nazir, according to you. So, amai olelo min aminyan. So, obviously, your understanding is absurd. So, can we please agree that we can drop this nonsensical discussion? We're in trouble. It looks like Rish Lakish has been defeated. But There's always a comeback if we reconstitute our understanding of Reish Lakish. Obviously, we made a mistake. And explains Barbara Ravashi, what Reish Lakish said was not what you thought he said. Everybody agreed that, of course, the Nazir is Chal. We were wrong in saying that Reish Lakish held it isn't Chal. Yes, it is Chal. Yes, he is Chai of Malkus. Yes, everything that you said is true. But the question is, for Tuma, can you get Malkus for further Tuma? That's the question. So you tell the guy, listen here, you Nazir Tamei, if you don't get out of this Beit HaKvarot, then you're going to be Chai of Malkus because you're allowing yourself to remain exposed to Tuma. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Kivan Dechai Lalaki. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, the moment he says Arini Nazir is no different. He's been as a Nazir Tame. He is not allowed to drink. And if he does, he gets Malkus. He's not allowed to cut his hair. And if he does, he gets Malkus. So why, if he allows himself to remain exposed to Tuma, why would he get Malkus for that? Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that actually Lalaki, he is not mloka for it, even though it is chal. That's the nafkamina, and we're going to take a look, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, if we can unfreeze Gavi, that is to say, we'll look at the machlokas in this new way tomorrow. Don't forget to write down these new terms that got into your frozen brain, hopefully. All right. Very sweet having the melting snow dripping down. Lovely. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful walk. Wow. What that is worth. Man, oh man. Okay, everyone, have a great, great day. And we should all be zocha to walk with Gavi through the Galil. Kol tov.